I think the issue for us as public representatives is we are asked these questions, and I think if accommodation is to go to IPASS, we need to know about it first. We need to be the conduit whereby the department can discuss with local representatives about where may be the best places for IPASS accommodation, because we are well aware of potential strains on facilities in terms of GP services, in terms of schools. So it's the communication between that department and the local council and the people on the ground that we've seen to be lacking before. So I'd really hope if there is potential new IPASS centres that we are consulted here locally. There's issues like a loss of 100 odd beds to tourist accommodation, and then there's knock-on effects of how that would affect local hospitality villages or hospitality businesses in the village. So there's so many knock-on effects to a move like this that I think we really do need communication between the IPASS department and the local representatives, and through that, the local residents on the ground.
And while you and other local representatives have means of communicating with relevant bodies, do you really have much say in something like this potentially going ahead or preventing it?
Yeah, it's certainly something we saw with Connaughton Road and the lack of student accommodation. It was something I completely disagreed with in terms of taking away that we'd a crisis with our students. We use our position to highlight these things and to communicate with the departments. I would like to personally see more of a consultation with us from the departments. You know, we're at a point now where it's speculation and it's rumour, and what we don't want to see is speculation and rumour and straight to a confirmation or declaration. What I would like to see is consultation in the middle there. And that's what should happen in a democratic society.